Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. Well, I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. At the time of this recording, it's that Monday after Thanksgiving. We have so much to be grateful for. And if you have a roof over your head and food on your table, friends and family in your life, and if you have work that matters, you are truly blessed. You know, I heard recently from our pastor that if you make at least $30,000 a year, you are among the top 1% of the wealthiest people in the world. Now, most of us could probably fit into that income bracket of $30,000 a year, I would imagine. But perhaps you didn't realize you were considered wealthy. So, now that you know you're wealthy, do you have a plan for how to use your wealth? Well, how we handle money is the 12th essential of the 12 essentials of godly success that we've been studying over the past number of weeks. As a reminder, we've already studied the first 11 essentials so far. You might remember, number one essential was the foundation of fearing the Lord and gaining wisdom. Number two was the ability to maintain good relationships. Number three, values and priorities. Number four essential was integrity in what you say and what you do. Number five was self-control and discipline. Number six was submission to authority. Number seven is how to deal with difficult times. Number eight, peer pressure and the power of positive peer pressure. Number nine, a correct view of work. Number 10, a biblically healthy marriage. Number 11, a biblical view on parenting and grandparenting. And now number 12, proper view of money. Well, you know, author Tommy Nelson encourages us to learn how to handle money in order to have godly success. And whether our income bracket is $30,000, $300,000, $3 million, none of that wealth is ours. Oh, we often refer to it as our money or my money. But Deuteronomy 8:18 clearly states, it is God who is giving you the power to make wealth. Deuteronomy 8:18. It is God who is giving you the power to make wealth. In order to have success in life, we do well to maintain a right attitude about money. That money belongs to God, and what we have, He has given us, and we are to be stewards of the money He has given us. God taught us this in Luke chapter 16. Jesus is teaching here, and beginning in verse 10 of Luke chapter 16, Jesus says, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." Now, what Jesus is teaching us here is that God wants us to be responsible stewards or managers of the financial resources He has given us. It's all about our attitude toward money. Remember, it's not money that is evil. It's the love of money that causes problems. God gave us money. So God doesn't give us evil things. He gives us only good things. God gave us money. So it's good, but it's our attitude toward it is everything. God provides us with a test of our attitude in how we use what He gave us. Author Tommy Nelson lists three things that God wants us to do with His money. Number one, enjoy it. Enjoy it. Is that surprising to hear? Well, in 1 Timothy 6:17, Paul writes, "God richly supplies us with all things to enjoy." 1 Timothy 6:17. God richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. So yes, God wants us to use money for enjoyment. Remembering especially that memories last and possessions will eventually go away. It is wise to enjoy making memories with the finances that God gives us, with your family, with your friends, as just part of what we do with God's money. Maybe over the past weekend of Thanksgiving, you had time to make memories with your family, with your friends, and use your funds that way, enjoying it. God wants us. He gives us richly money to enjoy, and he wants us to enjoy. Possessions are fine. That's fine. The memories are things that last. We also should have a budget for housing and food and transportation and other needs as well to invest God's money in to take care of ourselves and others, of course. But he also wants us to enjoy, to put aside money to enjoy. Number two, God wants us to use money for good. Use it for good. Use God's money to help others. We are encouraged to set aside part of our budget for spontaneous giving to help others in need. I'm sure many of you have done that when fires have raged in California or hurricanes have swept across the South, or maybe needs in your family or with your friends who just are struggling at certain times. You spontaneously give, and God wants us to use money to help others for good. We're encouraged in 1 Timothy to be generous and ready to share, so to use it for good. And the third thing that God wants us to do with the money that he has given us is invest it in God's kingdom. Invest it in God's kingdom. Most of us know God's teaching on the tithe. The tithe is taking the first 10% of what God has given us to give to the work of God, specifically and primarily in your church, your local church, to give it to the work of the church so that the church can be funded and that missionaries can be sent out all around the world, comes from the tithe, the first 10% that we give. Now, 10% is a starting point. So when you're able, give above that. Give generously. You know, we're to store up our treasures in heaven by investing in God's work here on earth. So the three things that author Tommy Nelson reminds us to do with God's wealth: enjoy it, use it for good, and invest in God's kingdom. You know, we all will have the opportunity one day, if we've accepted the Lord as our Savior, to stand before the Lord and to give an account of what we did with what God gave us. So we have opportunity right now, every day, to make wise decisions so that that report will be a glorious one. That is what we can fix our minds on and our hearts on today. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study time, just email me, Beth, at spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.